Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hey guys, welcome back to Love Lighthouse. Today, I am going to be going into a couple really powerful ways, two powerful ways to start becoming a really great decision maker and stand in your power. Okay. Who doesn't need to be able to make decisions in life? I mean, we all have to make decisions all day long. From the time you get up until the time you go to bed, you are making maybe hundreds of decisions, right? A lot. And so if you have that belief and that story that you are not good at making decisions, then it is wreaking havoc on your life. So let's jump into this. The reason that this came up on my radar and I started thinking about is because I was chatting with one of my clients the other day, and she was telling me, you know, these different stories. And she said, I have a really hard time making decisions. And I let her, you know, do her thing and tell me her story. And then afterwards, I knew I was going to go back to that, because that my job as a coach is to find a kink in the hose. Where are you getting blocked up, right? And how can we get into the flow in your life? I do this in my own life. I started doing this in my own life several years ago. I talk about how about 15 years now ago, I started going on a journey. I had a spiritual awakening and I started to become a lot more aware of things in my own story, my own creations, and in my own life. And I started to unravel those clues and find the kinks in my hose, in my own life, and be able to like get those knots out and breathe flow into them and to start to really heal and create a better life. And so after I got really good at doing that, because now I'm pretty good at it, I still have, of course, things that happen in life because I'm still human and I'm on my journey and it's fun. It's fun to play the game of life and to find those areas where I'm maybe blocked a little bit in certain areas of my life and course correct and change them. But I've gotten pretty good at it. And my life compared to where it was before and where it is now is very, very different. And it's much better than it used to be. So that's what I do now, is I help people figure that out. And with this client, she had said that. And I was like, oh, that story that you're not good at making decisions when you're a human and you have to make decisions all the time, all day long, that's wreaking havoc. And so here's what I'm just going to give it. It's so simple. There's just two ways that, I mean, of course there's many ways, I'm sure, but I'm going to highlight two ways. And if you can do these two things, you're going to make major leaps and you're going to come leaps and bounds. If that is your story, maybe that's not your story. Maybe you say, oh, I'm fine at making decisions, but you have other stories that are wreaking havoc on your life. Well, then think about that. Another really common story that people have is, I am not good with change. And ooh, boy, if that's a story of yours too, you need to stop in your tracks and start shifting that, because that's also wreaking havoc on your life. So think about that as well. But we're going to, for today's segment or for today's session or podcast episode, we are going to talk about two ways that you can change and course correct the decision making. Okay. First and foremost, you have to start here. You will not get any further if you have that crummy story of, I'm not good at making decisions. You're going to get tripped up. You can't get over that until you start to course correct and change that story about yourself. If you're saying daily and in your mind and in your feelings and your beliefs and physically out loud as well, I'm not good at making decisions, then it's going to trip you up. So we have to start there. Your life is made up of your story. And whatever it is that you believe about yourself is becoming your reality. And so you must change that. And any story can be changed, anything. And you might go, well, but I am bad at making decisions, or I'm not good at making them. So what? Do you like that story? And if your answer is no, then I say, okay, then change it. And you go, well, but it's not true. It's that would be a lie to say that I'm good at making decisions. And I say, here's what I say to you. It is only a lie in the beginning. Eventually you say it enough and then it becomes your truth. And that is the truth, because in order for you to become a good decision maker, you must start claiming it. And then it will follow suit and you will get really good at becoming or at making decisions. And at some point before, you were fine and you could make decisions as a kid. I mean, kids make decisions all the time. They'll tell you what they want to eat. They don't worry about what people think. They would tell you. But then at some point you started doubting yourself. You started telling yourself that story that you can't trust yourself to decide. And then it followed suit. So see, you got off track by telling a false story. So now we have to get back into alignment with the truth. And the truth is that you totally can come into line with your own feelings and decisions and what you want, your own desires. You totally can do that. You just have to start doing it. So that's the first thing. You claim it. You say, I am great at making decisions. Say it right now. I'm great at making decisions. I'm awesome at making decisions. I'm an awesome decision maker. I am well aware of what decisions I want to make. I know which way to go. And you tell that new story because that's much more supportive. You have to go there. You can't get any further unless you do that. I say that your story, your I am, is the key to the car, okay? So if you don't have your keys, you can't even start your engine and go on a journey. You're going to stay stuck where you are if you don't change that. So the I am, the new story is like, okay, we got the key in the ignition. Now we're ready to rock. Now we can go somewhere. So that's the first thing. Tell your new story, the story you want. Okay. The second thing I want you to do is now we're going to follow it up with action. So when you're faced with a decision, when you have that desire to say, I don't know, or to say, I can't decide and stay in limbo land, that's going to be your first reaction because that's what you've been doing. Because you remember you got off course and you started telling yourself this new story that doesn't honor you. And so we've got to course correct that. So you are going to have to get uncomfortable for a moment, just a moment, and start making decisions. So you're going to take off those three words that wreak havoc on your life. I don't know. Those are disempowering you. So you got to take that off the table and you got to make a decision. And you're going to start making decisions on small things first. So when your spouse asks you where you want to go eat, then even if you think they won't want to go where you want to go, you got to make a decision. And it's okay if they don't agree with you. Just make the decision, voice it, and start to get in the habit of standing in your power and speaking your truth. Doesn't mean you have to go there. So like, let's say you want to go to your favorite Italian restaurant and your spouse goes, I don't feel like that tonight. Okay, at least you decided. At least you are on your journey. You're moving your car along, right? So it doesn't have to be the outcome, but at least you are practicing standing in your power, making a decision. And the truth is, most of the things that you say, I don't know to, they really don't matter. Okay. So just decide something and then in the grand scheme of things, it will build that confidence in yourself that you are a good decision maker. So here's another one. Let's say that, you know, someone says, what movie do you want to see? Or what do you want to watch on TV? Or what should we do tonight? Or, you know, what book do we want to read? Any of these things that come up, what should we make for dinner tonight? Stop when you have that urge to say, I don't know, or I don't care. Stop, take that off the counter or the table. And what is the next thing that comes up for you? Doesn't matter what you choose, just choose. And then over time, here's what's going to happen. When you do these two things, you tell that new story that you're an awesome decision maker, you're strong, you're powerful, you know exactly what you want. When you start to tell that new story, then number two, you start making decisions on small little things that really don't matter. What will happen is then when you are faced with a decision that does matter, that is significant, that is important, then you will be in a much better position to make a choice. Okay. Much more supportive way. So try these little simple things and let me know how you do. Put a note in the comment if you feel like you're good, you're bad. Do you have some tips on what to do as far as decision making? And let me know. Okay. Much love to you all and bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.